is here.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here. Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much this morning for making it possible for us to see the light of the day. We realize that not all that started last week ended in last night, O Lord, not even all that went to bed last night saw this morning. We thank you for your care as well as in the past week, your blessings, O Lord. Journey mercies you granted unto your people, far and near distances. Thank you for bringing us from our homes to church this morning. Thank you for making a way for provision to fuel our cars and for transportation. Thank you indeed, O Lord, for good health we are enjoying every day, every night. It is by your mercy, it is by your grace. We do not want it, O Lord. Neither do we deserve it nor merit it, O Lord. It just needs you, Heavenly Father, to lavish this grace upon our lives. Receive our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. As we have come this morning, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the blessings in the Sunday school program. Thank you for the vessels that you made use of. Thank you very much, Lord, for the song service, the song leader, the special numbers that were rendered, O Lord our God, to minister blessings unto your people. Thank you for the deacons and the trustees and the usher and the apostle of duty. Thank you for the interpreter also, Heavenly Father, for the Yoruba listeners. Thank you for the instrument users. Thank you, Lord our God, for the computer operators, the engine operators, my brother in the online system, developers there. Thank you very much for your grace upon every one of them. Blessed be your wonderful name. Our Lord and our God, thank you for your servants, O Lord, that are away, O Lord our God, from the church this morning. Your servant back there in Sapele, our brother back there, O Lord our God, in Abeokuta. Your servant, O Lord our God in heaven, that has gone to Bakatari. We thank you for the meetings that have been holding over there. Thank you for your grace, or for your servant. We pray, O Lord our God in heaven, that you establish your people. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, our God, we have come this morning, Lord, with various needs in our lives, both spiritual, physical, financial, material. We pray, O Lord, our God, may those needs be met, O Lord, to the glory and honor of your name. May you walk upon every individual. May you condition our hearts, O Lord. May the atmosphere be conducive for the Holy Spirit to have his right of way in the midst of your people. Father God in heaven, as I'm standing in for your servant here, social pastor this morning, may you help me, O Lord. Take me as a man out of the way. May the people look away from man and look away to Jesus. Father God in heaven, open our understanding. Circumcise the other, listen and the other receives, Heavenly Father, May the great Holy Spirit direct your word to the appropriate hearts of your sons and your daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be the need in the lives of every one of us. Sanctify the preacher, sanctify those that are preached unto, that we all be beneficiaries of the service of this morning. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, our God, you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. What happened in the house of Cornelius? May it repeat this morning. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them that had it. Lord Jesus, may you touch the heart of the sinners. Bring confusion for their hearts, O Lord. Turn backsliders unto you, Lord. May you fill the Holy Spirit. May you refill those who have been filled. May you further your kingdom in our lives, O Lord. Have your own way, O Lord. Heal the sick and the afflicted. May you set the captives free. In the name of Jesus Christ. There be anyone, O Lord, our God, that gave this morning. May you speak to their hearts, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your wonderful name. May the simplicity of the gospel may not pass over our heads, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray, O Lord. While we remember our sister's request, O Lord, our God, our sister Oluwa wrote, we thank you very much, O Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your healing hands upon her when she was dying here. Lord, she's asking humbly, O Lord, that you perfect the same. May she come to enjoy good health, O Lord, and the rest of your people. Old age is nothing to you. Thank you, our Master, for it's already a finished work on the cross of Calvary. And we know that healing is children's bread. Let it be so, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. There's anyone here, O Lord, that is dying here. May you raise them up, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, Lord. Thank you, thank you. May they will be able to say, I am strong. Every wicked plans of the enemy, may you shatter it, O Lord, our God. May the enemy have no loophole, O Lord, to rob us of the blessing you have in store for us this morning. Father God, have your way, Lord. Take over every spirit, O Lord, against every wandering mind, O Lord, distractions of attention, help the nursing mothers. Thank you, our Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. This morning, it forced me to stand here before this sacred desk to minister the word of life unto us. Praise the Lord. I'm standing for the associate pastor this morning, who is always there, standing in for the pastor at this time that the disciples of rest. Shall we please rise up on our feet? Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Ephesians, chapter 1. I'll read from verses 1 to 5, then we'll pick it verse by verse, and I want to read every statement of the prophet. May God richly bless our soul. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. The Lord bless his word to our heart this morning. Shall please be seated. Praise God. We want to go through the same sermon we listened to about 3 weeks ago on that Sunday evening. It's just 1 hour, something, but we want to look at the second side of the sermon. The first, the one I ministered that Sunday evening was the believer's position in Jesus Christ. That one was from was preaching in Tucson. So this one we go to 55 this morning, 55 February 27 in the afternoon. This morning we are going to look at the position of a believer in Christ. The position of a believer in Christ. May God help us. You want that? Take seat. Verse by verse. But let's listen to the message the way he brought it. There are so many things today in the land flying about. You know, we believe in gifts. Some of them, you know, that's where the problem is. I said, we believe in gifts. Yeah. We believe in gifts now. But when gifts is out of order, we will not take it. We believe in gifts. So please, in the name of the Lord, don't you listen to people outside that Christ bright tabernacle Ologunru. Or your state, or Ibadan, or your state, don't believe in gifts. It's a lie of the devil. Our request, every prayer meeting day, we put it there. Right? The ones we have in our midst, we thank God for them. But we are looking for more of these things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God help us. Now, the prophet, he started by this, a portion of verse 1 here. Then let us hear what he says about everything. Where will we need to stop? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Abraham made us to know, according to the scriptures here, and Paul himself in the scriptures, he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Then in Romans, let us look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Let's read verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Amen. Now, the prophet made us to know that when Jesus in the pillar of fire met Saul. He was formerly Saul, a destroyer, before he became Paul, a builder. When he met him on his way to Damascus to bring the believers that were in the faith, to bring them bound to Jerusalem, if possible to maim them, He had no case of anybody. While he was riding on his horse, then Jesus met him. Saul, why art thou persecuting me? It is hard for thee to kick against a prick. Then Paul replied, he looked up, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, who you are persecuting. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What would I have me to do? He said, go to so place. Then right there, in that same city, Jesus met with Ananias, one of the disciples there. Go to so place. There's one named Saul. He's there praying. Do this. Ananias said, Lord, we have heard about this man. And he has persecuted the church in Jerusalem. And he has silenced them. Now he has taken letters from the high priest coming down to this place to arrest the believers. Then Jesus told him, he is a chosen vessel. He is going to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the Jews. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my brother. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for it's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, let's follow the prophet now. Well, Abraham made us to know that the first introduction shows how he was the apostle. Not only that now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let us go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let us look at what Paul said there. Verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. I stop there. Amen. Let us go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. According to the will of God. Through the will of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Amen. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Amen. Well, the Bible made us to know in the church's book, that the council of Jerusalem didn't send out Paul. Paul was ordained of God before the foundation of the world. Contrary to the will of Paul himself, remember how zealous he was. According to the traditions of the fathers, he was so zealous. So when he was persecuting the church of the living God, he silenced them. He even had agreement when they killed the first martyr, which was Stephen. He was a young man that carried their garments and laid at his feet. Come on, give him this way. Come on, give him that way. It was Saul. But the statement of Stephen could not leave Paul. Oh God, don't lay this charge against these people. And he kneeled down. Thank you, brother. And cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Amen. That thing hooked Paul all his lifetime. Now, the first introduction shows how he was apostle
call the apostle of God. Apostle by the will of God. In one place, he said he wasn't called of man. Neither was he sent of man. Amen. The calling is not by just human calling. It is God's own foreordination. It is God's own predestination. Because God said the gifts are predestinated. May God help us. No man can just put, the Bible made us to know, no man take this honor unto himself. Said Aaron, who was anointed of God, called of God, and his rod was the only one that bore there for. God help us. Now, the first thing, he was the word apostle means a missionary or one sent. Missionary means one sent, and an apostle means one sent, both the same word. And he made us to know, he said, no man can send a missionary, or God can send a missionary, man can send an apostle, the Episcopalian, that is the Anglican church and the rest of them, they send them maybe to a particular place to just go and take charge of that place. Well, that is organization, that is denominationalism. But when it comes to God, when God raised up a man, is under the control of the Holy Spirit. The apostles of the church, they lay hands upon them and send them out. Then God can send an apostle once. So don't think you could lay your hands upon Paul. God laid his hand upon Paul, knocked him down off his horse, and he rolled in the dust there as it was, standing up, and Christ speaking to him. And Paul was sent of God, not of man. His calling was divine. If his calling was divine there, the calling today is also divine. Something that is beyond man's calling, is beyond man's intellectual, whatever education, whatever position he had in life, is not education. May God help us. So if his calling was divine, written in the scriptures, are vindicated by his ministry, I believe what Paul said in the scripture is the truth. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Paul was so bold. Even the apostle that was with him, when he saw that, Peter, was not straight in certain place one time. He has to rebuke Peter openly. Praise the Lord. And Paul had that, the call of God upon his life. In someone that looked, he said, when I come into your midst, he said, my preaching and my word is not in this, in the wisdom of man, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles now with signs and wonders and miracles. Now he's presenting it to them which are Ephesus. We are speaking on the believer's position in Christ. Praise the Lord. Now he's presenting it to them which are Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ. Now watch this. That first he was an apostle by the will of God. God called him to be an apostle, and he said to those that are in Ephesus, and to those that are in Ephesus, in Christ Jesus. Now, not just today, the American version. Okay. Paul never only sent the letters to the church. He sent it to those that were in Christ Jesus. That is what is the letter was for. Not for the outsider, but for those in Christ. If you see the letter that he wrote, to the Corinthians, we find that, Paul could not speak to them as people that are mature, but he spoke to them like people. Because they were so eager to have gifts in their midst, and gifts were manifesting in their midst, but they were misusing the gifts. But when it comes to the Ephesian brethren, it was a different thing entirely. Now, okay? Now, there are so many different ways they claim to Christ Jesus. They say, you join the church. Some say, if you believe, some does. No, and some does one thing and another. Some take it by baptism. Some takes it by fellowship. Listen. But 1 Corinthians 12 says, by one Holy Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. It is more than church joining. It is more than taking letter from one church to another. That is denominationalism. Like I said the other time, we didn't know when I was in Baptist in the 70s. You have to go to school and pass their examination and things like that. If you fail, you are not going to baptize. But when you pass, then they baptize you. Then they give you a wonderful, beautiful, green color certificate that you can present, you know, anywhere you go among, you know, they recognize you. That this one has been baptized into our denomination. Then they give you. When we were in first school in those days, may God help us. After the service like this, the deacons, they will head the congregation down. And then the pastor will pass through the door, you know, through the office and go to the main door. Everyone, when you are coming out now, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. He will shake both old and young, even young ones. Men and women, he will shake them. God bless you. Oh, that God bless you. It has an impact to make you come next week. May God help us. But that is not the thing. It is more than handshake. We shake our hands because we sit in the message, we shake hands. Are you following me? So it is more than handshake. It is more than just coming to join a church. Say, maybe I just moved to a location now. Oh, let me look for a church and things like that. Then I just come to join with this one and fellowship with them. It is more than that. Listen, by one Holy Spirit, we all are baptized into one body. And the only way you can be baptized into the body of Christ, you must first of all realize yourself a sinner. You must realize yourself that if you die a sinner, your place is hellfire. Then what do you do when you hear the gospel? Because faith coming by hearing the word of God. The word of God must mix with faith in your heart. When you believe now and you realize yourself who you are, and you are convicted by the Holy Spirit of your sin, then and then alone, when you have the revelation, then you go to water for baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is after you are not. Now, it must be genuine repentance. Are you there? It must be genuine repentance. Not because you see somebody today baptized, another one tomorrow baptized. No, it must be genuine repentance from the heart. When that is done, then you are baptized in water, then you will continue on, you are sanctified. That is, you sanctification means, you know, cleansed and set aside for service. You are not yet in service for God. But when you are now filled with the Holy Spirit baptism, in your soul, we'll come to it now, then you become part of that body of Christ. The body of Christ is, oh, how will I put it now? Oh, my. The body of Christ is not just this assembly. Are you following me? This is just a portion of it. The body of Christ are the believers. People that have been filled with Holy Spirit. Christians. It is then you become a real, genuine Christian. Oh, God, help us. Which is the body of Christ now? The body of believers. See it by what? Not by one handshake of hands, not by one mode of baptism, not by one feeling, but by one great Spirit, Holy Spirit. By one Spirit, we all are baptized into one body, which is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at it. Bruised. That's our Lord Jesus Christ now. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53. He was chastened for iniquities. He was chastened for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah said, look at it. Bruised, wounded, torn. Open up his side with a Roman spear in order that by the Holy Spirit we could be baptized into his body, partakers of his divine nature. When he was given that 39 lashes by the Roman Empire on his back and tore his flesh, oh man. That is what Christ did for you and me. before he went on the cross. And when he was on the cross, he cried, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And finally, when he gave up the ghost, what we said? He said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. And when he gave up the ghost, the Roman soldier, for the scripture to be fulfilled, he took a spear. He came to the thief on the right. He looked at him. He just took the hammer and broke his leg. Left Jesus, came to the one on the left, broke his leg. Because the Bible says, this lamb, this sacrificial lamb, his bone, not one bone of his body, should be broken. If that Roman soldier has broken the legs of our Lord Jesus Christ, then the scripture is broken. But we thank God. The word of God is ever true. What did he do? He now took a spear and rammed it on this side. And water and spirit came out of our Lord Jesus Christ. How glory to God. Oh, blood, rather, sorry. Blood and spirit came out of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You get it? To be what? To be partakers of his divine nature. Then you become a partaker. After coming into his body, the body of Christ. Oh, I still want to remember the statement I want to use. Oh my. Partaker of his divine nature. Christ's nature in you. We are reading, you know. How can you cheat? Steal, lie, backslide, proselyte, everything else with the divine nature of Christ in you. How can you? I think we have to answer that question. How can you? It is an unconverted soul that cheats. It is an unconverted soul that lies. It is an unconverted soul that pull crooked deals. We are talking message. We are talking Bible. This is it before us. So don't squeeze your nose at me. Individual should know himself. It's an unconverted soul that lies. That scripture is being read to us every Sunday in the Sunday school. Liars will not be there. Thieves will not be there. And the rest. Idolaters will not be there. Fornicators will not be there. Unclean people will not be there. It is impossible that when you have the nature of God in you, the nature of Christ in you, you become a liar. No. It is impossible. The Bible says it's impossible. Anything you want to say, go and tell the best in the air. It is impossible. That is why husband and wife must be faithful to each other. Amen. Business partners must be honest with each other. Hey, God help me this morning. Praise the Lord. In your place of work, you must be truthful. You must be faithful to your employer. Hallelujah. Maybe you are talking about the position of a believer. Wait now. It is impossible. Let us so just a few minutes, because it is right. For if you be a partaker in Christ, then you become a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things, they are passed away. All things become new. You see, here. All things are passed away, and all things become new. All our worries and fussings and stewings and arguings and tempers and all these things pass away. You see, the nature of Christ in you. Amen. Amen. You are at peace with your neighbors. You are at peace with your fellow man. May God help us. Look, there is no need of coming to church. When you hear the word of God, you are shouting amen. If the word of God convince, if the word of God convict you, say, God, be merciful to my soul. Are you there? Hey. What is the fruit of the Spirit? We planted it on church membership. You see now, upon shouting, upon demonstration of works. But the fruit of the Spirit is first love. Love who? Then is where you love those who are unlovable. That is the Spirit of Christ. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience. That is the fruit of the Spirit. So, no matter what church you belong to, what you have done. Oh, you can say now, Brother Abraham, I tell you I do this and I do that, but yet I know what I've got it, because I can pray for the sick and they can be healed. Brother Abraham, God just revealed the word to me like this and that and the other. I have a knowledge of the word. You are wrong. Tell me, prophet is wrong. Look at that. I hear the sick and speak with tongues. I do these things. I cast out devils. Oh, merciful God. Brother, sister, we should be careful of whatever spirit is speaking to you. Are you listening to me? We should be careful. That is why I tell you earlier on, we believe in gifts. May God help us. But you should be careful. Don't manifest your gift outside of the body of Christ. If you have any gift, come to the church. Come to church. There's a place, you know what I said? People that have gifts, they should meet in a little room. Let them gather themselves together. Whether speak out of tongues, whether interpreter of tongues, and those that have discernment to discern whether it is right or wrong, whether it is presentable or not presentable. But when you are giving your prophecy or your whatever gifts you are manifesting, and you want to scatter home, something is wrong with your gift. Something is wrong with your gift. Listen to me, for Christ's sake. We believe in gifts. I'm repeating it. The other time in the minister's meeting, the minister raised up and things was telling us that, we believe in gifts in our assembly. This one, this one, this one, this one, this one. He said, but today we try to kill it and teach them. We don't kill anything. The thing is this. The prophet said, when somebody gives anything, whether dream or prophecy or God said the law, and the thing did not come to pass, even the person, the judges, will come out here and let the evil spirit be cast out. That is the message. But you bypass all the error, all the misusing of the gifts. But the one that is now manifesting, the one that is coming to pass, is the one that wants to base upon. And people are not ready to repent. That is where the problem is. And they continue that foolishness. It is wrong. The gift is not to scatter families. The gift is not to scatter the local assembly. The gift is to bring sanity to the body of Christ. We believe it. It's to bring sanity. Oh my. So the church, a holy fear, a holy hush. May God help us. Listen to the prophet. Jesus said, many will come to me that day with that same story. Lord, haven't I? One time somebody sent a message to a sister just to put an unnecessary fear in her. If the pastor of that sister is not, spiritual enough, just want to take it just like that. And started shivering like that. May God help us. Just putting unnecessary fear in people. May God have mercy upon us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus will tell them, many will come to me in that day And with that same stories, Lord, haven't I cast out devils in your name? Haven't I not prophesied in your name? In your name, have I done many mighty works? And then I will profess to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't even know you. That kind of changes the picture, doesn't it, brother? Are you following the prophet? Oh, you say, but brother Brown, I know a man that he does this. Don't never look at a man by that, by what he can do in the sign of works. That is where he is nothing. He might heal the sick, he might have gifts of prophecy, he might understand all the knowledge. Paul said, though I speak with tongues of men and angels, though I understand all the mystery of God, and so on like that. Let's move on. Let's just move on. All right. True faith. Down, down. Up, up. There you are. If you get to where you are. There you are. There you are. True faith. You can do great things and yet not be born again of the Spirit of God. Be careful there. It's a danger line. Pentecostal people, don't claim everything you hear of God. That's a strong statement here. I don't need to explain this. Don't claim everything you hear of God. This thing spoke to me. This one speak to me. If the thing is speaks, the Spirit speaks to you. If it is only like to the word of God, leave it alone. I know that is hard. It is the truth. Because you are going to see here, Abraham will think that, you know, you say, I can feel your feeling. Right there. God help us. I hope you don't get angry with me. I just love you. If a real father loves his children and he sees that they are going to get up, if they don't work, he is not a real daddy unless he corrects them. If it really does hurt. Be careful. Don't look at great items, great crowds. Don't look at great denominations or great healings or great things like this. Look at the great Savior, the Lord Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is love. What is God? Love. And if you can't love your enemy, no matter what he says about you, your neighbor, no matter what he says about you, if from your heart, not from your lips, not with your knowledge that you should be doing it as a Christian, but something in your heart makes you love them anyway, regardless of what you say, then it is time to come to the altar again. You just never quit quite God what you thought you or what really you should have had. Amen. Oh, I hate to say that, but yet it asks me to say that. To say that here are people right here that lives are living with me. And I said this, as I said this morning, if I was hungry, maybe you are living out in a little place with a few biscuits on the table, your children hungry, you will split them for me. That's right. But my lovely, beloved friends, I don't do it to be indifferent. I do this because that you believe. I do this because that I know you love me and you have seen the Spirit of God working. And then in doing this, and you loving me, and me knowing what is truth, and seeing a danger line, and don't warn you of it, I will become a false shepherd and not a real shepherd of Christ. Don't go upon demonstrations. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience, that is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, we are going back to the beginning. That is where we started. Now, you say, Brother Brown, you are condemning the gifts of the Spirit. No! Don't get that like you did Adam now. I am not condemning the gifts of the Spirit. They belong into the capital C church. But you are going after the gifts in the stead of the giver. Get the giver first. Christ in you, in form of the Holy Spirit. May God help us. Oh, man. Don't bring CSE spirit into Malachi for mercy. We won't agree with you. Don't bring care and mercy spirit into Malachi for we won't agree with you. Praise the Lord. Because anything that is contrary to what is laid down in the Bible, in the message of Yahweh, is of the devil. We should have fear of God in our heart. But even if you dream a dream about your brother in this assembly, don't let the devil misinterpret it to you that that brother hates me or that sister hates me. Go and pray about it. If you see yourself fighting with a sister, or you see yourself fighting with your brother in a dream, go and pray about it. Meet with the brother. Oh, merciful God. May God help us. Alright. I know that sounds a little sarcastic, because I feel you. You see now? You see? But it is the truth. Just try to bear a little while, see? That's why you've got to come back to the thing, not intellectually now, but in your heart. Let the peace of God rest in your heart, make you love your enemy as you love yourself. That is why a Christian will never retaliate. A Christian will never cause or expect evil upon his enemy. Do you believe that? I don't care how much you can shout at me and things like that. If your mouth is just is as sharp as a razor blade, your reaction, even your neighbor in your place of work, how do people know you? How do people know you? Let God speak to you each time you come to church. Open your heart. Each time you come to church, let God speak to you. Don't harden your heart. Hey, merciful God. What the man said? With signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Spirit, these things we see, visions, and the things we see, God confirming His word. But the man said, how do you know that this is going to be your last time of attending church service? He said, how do you know that today may be your last day of being a mortal? He said, because you are going, tomorrow you can be an immortal person, because you are going to be somewhere else. May God help us. Hey, Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, why even Moses, for the people that was rebelling against him, threw himself in the way, said, go, take my name out. That's the attitude of a believer. Are you there? Jesus so loved the enemy that he gave his life for the condemned, to save those who were unkind to him, and pray on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they are doing. They couldn't understand it. His preaching was misunderstood. His life was misunderstood. His speech was misunderstood. They didn't understand him. Because why? They were not of God. Yet he loved them. Why can't you understand my speech? It's because you are none of me. You are none of my sheep. That's what he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Jews, the religious people in his day. Church, God help us. So notice, Paul now, he said to those that are in Christ, let's just follow. How do we get into Christ? By one Holy Spirit baptism. God, by grace, through faith, according to the election, gives you the Holy Spirit. Do you believe it? It's grace. By His foreknowledge and predestination. Hallelujah. May God help us. Having for new all things. Having foresaw all things. And that means, brothers, if you understand all things. Only you will charge you. Oh, my. That is why, if there was any better time that God would have placed you and me here, it could have been the time of Moses. or in the time of Noah, or in the time of Jesus Christ himself. May God help us. Now notice, okay? Now, not because you say, well, but Abraham, I did this and I did that. That don't mean a thing. First, you've got to have the experience here in your heart of being born again of the tree. Being planted there, the tree will bring forth its fruit. Say, you are here now. Your great farm is here. He was telling the people in that place. You know, on these citrus farms, ranches, whatever you call them here. Alright, did you know that a little orange tree, about that big, about a half inch high, has every orange in it that we know it will ever have? Yes. You get an orange tree, maybe just like this. Plant it. What's it? Continue water it. Let it drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water. Shoot out leaves, shoot out limbs, shoot out this one, shoot out this one. Going to grow, 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 grow. The more you water it, the more it grows. The more you water it, the more it grows. Oh, the orange, no, something in my compound. When I found that, the oranges are there now. And this is dry season. I started pouring water. Pouring water. Pouring water. Within 3 weeks, it didn't change. And the oranges were fine. May God help us. We are coming. You take that little orange tree and you plant it. And then the only thing you have to do is water it. And the little orange tree has to drink the water. Now, the first fruit is not the water. The fruit is not in the ground. The fruit is in the tree. And the only thing the tree does is first be planted. And then it has to drink. And it has to drink more than its portion. If your dam ever gives way up here, this will be a ghost town in a few ways. You've got to have water. That is, if there are dams that supply them water, the whole city of Phoenix. If the thing will refuse to work, Bobet says they will not be able, nobody will stay in that city. That's what he's telling us. And that is what is the matter with our vineyards today. Your church speaking, we got more vineyards planted, but not enough water coming in. If you plant and this little tree begins to draw, it just drinks till it can't drink no more. Then it drinks a little bit more than that. Then pushes out. Then it pushes out leaves. Then it pushes out leaves. Then it pushes out oranges. Bushes after bushes and hundreds of bushes come out of that tree. And a man, when he comes to Christ, it isn't first to get your orange. You get the tree. And the tree is planted in Christ Jesus. The inexhaustible fountain of life. And in everything that a believer has to do after he is placed in Christ Jesus, everything he has need of in this earthly journey is given to him when he is placed in Christ. Amen. And all he has to do is drink and drink and push out and drink till every fruit of the Spirit, every gift of the Spirit, everything that is in Christ, Jesus, belongs to you, will be in you for the entire journey. Not supposed to get, let me see. Let's just move on. Let's move on, please. Let's go to 43, my brother. Because of our time. Let's go to 43. Are you there now? Alright. He's addressing this to those who have come into Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Grace saluting them. Are you following now? Grace be unto you. That is verse 2 now. Grace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, giving them the blessings of God. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now we are moving. Now the fellow said, I can be a Christian and stay home just as well. We are reading you. No! You can't.
We are children of the prophet. And God is revealing his mind to us through his prophet. Don't forget that I believe in the sermon, the entombment. I can say hope and be as Christian, just as I can be as I am in church. But the man says, how can it be? You stay away from fellowship, and then you say you can be just as a Christian, you are a good a Christian, that when you stay away from church, you cannot. You're only deceiving yourself. Are you following me? Listen to the prophet. Said the fellow said, I can be a Christian and stay at home just as well. Then where do you put the scripture? Of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 or 25 or 26. Forsaking not. Kama shekwa ipe joko. Arawasile. Forsaking not the assemblies of ourselves together. Hallelujah. As the manner of Saul, then the prophet came and tell you and me, as the manner of unbelievers. I know that is hard. When people, when the believers gather, hallelujah. When believers gather, and you are not with them, and you are not sick, oh, listen, a life full of excuses is not worthy of the gospel. Listen. Look. If God give you heavy mind, give you heavy body, may God help us, church. And you are not sick. But want to give a flimsy excuse. Because, you know, when I come to church, somebody, the person that can take me home is not in church, then I have to stay away from church. You are wrong. What did you do at home? God help us. Let me see. I'm coming. All right. Praise the Lord. Robert said, no, you cannot. No, you've got to meet together with the rest of the body. Amen. What is the body? The body of believers. Are you with me? Let God speak to her this morning. We go to meet together with the rest of the body. He has blessed us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Did you know? Oh my, oh my. Let's forget about that one. About 90% of America, 99% or so of the American people, you know, that doesn't go to church at all. All right. Let's come to 44. Sitting together in heavenly places. According, verse, the third verse now. According. Oh my. I want to read directly from here. Alright. Blessed be the God, verse 3. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Are you there? According as he has chosen us. Him chosen us in him. Listen again. We are there. Brother. Okay. According that we have chosen him in us. Is that what the Bible says? Or him chosen us in him. God chosen us in Christ. Who did the choosing? God did. Oh my. You did it. I did it. God did. You haven't chosen me, Jesus said.
But I have chosen you, said Jesus. Amen. According as he has chosen us. How? Choosing us, the elect. Now, the ones that is in Christ Jesus. He chose us in him. When? Yesterday? The day before? Listen, or the day you give your life to Christ? No, sir. Before the foundation of the world. Before God started creating the angels. When God thought of that lamb, the lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world, he had you in mind. Hallelujah. That is why all they that dwell upon the face of the earth will be deceived by that Antichrist. Because why? Their names were not written in the Lamb's book of life that was slain before. Because why? God had you in his mind as his attribute. Oh God, you are great. What a law. Think of it. Oh my, oh my. That is why you cannot beat election. Hallelujah. That is why nobody can stand on your way. You must have been one error or the other before. Oh, we are just reading the scriptures at all. Listen. There was a man called by Jesus. He was a witch. I'll be a wizard now. Yeah, he was a witch. Now, he was in that city, and there was the governor, the deputy governor of that city. A heathen, a Roman. He had been deceiving these people for long. But when this deputy governor heard about Paul and Barnabas, he sent for them. And the Bible said that, look, this man was trying to block this man from receiving the faith. When Paul looked at him, he said, thou child of the devil, you perverter of the righteousness of God, how long will you continue this kind of a thing? The thing is this, you shall be blind for a season. And right there, a mist fell upon his eyes. Oh, amazing grace. Look, nobody can blot the way of a child of God. God knows how to make them to find their way out. Listen, look, we thank God though. When some of our sisters here, some people, when they call them, they are witch, go out. They are witch, go out, they are witch. Not knowing they thought that they are doing God, they are doing God evil. Not knowing that doing God good. The life of those sisters. Our God is wonderful. He knows how to deliver his soul. Amen, amen. And when they came out now, oh, God led them into where there is truth. This brother Motaya that was in our midst before, now pastor of the church, was one of them. May God help us. Our God is good, though. Listen, listen, listen. No error can stand in the way of a true elect. That's why no error, nothing, 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 nothing. No 10,000 millions of demons from the pit of hell can stand on the way of an elect. By and by, he or she will come to the truth, believe the truth, stay with the truth, fill with the Holy Spirit, die in the truth. That's why the Bible said, oh my, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Having foreknew you before the foundation of the world. Amen, amen. Listen to the scripture. Before, according to he has chosen us in him. How? Chosen us in the elect. Not last week, not yesterday, not day before yesterday. Listen to the scripture. Before the foundation of the world. I'm sure not reading that wrong. Amen? That is the way it reads here in the King James Version. God chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world was ever laid. Then if God knew that, what are you scared about? May God help us. If God knew way back, before the foundation of the world, to choose you in Christ Jesus, and you come and accepted the call, what are you scared about? What is the matter, sisters? He can heal. Can't heal. What is the matter, brother? Sure. Can't you, brother, in that wheelchair, sister, there in the assembly, in the congregation? God chooses in Christ before the foundation of the world. That is what the scripture said. That we should be holy without blemish. Not once. What am I reading? Sorry. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In what? In love. Hallelujah. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, that is without blame. Without blemish, not one spot on the capital C church at all. Now, how are we ever going to get that way? We can't do it. You are human and you are subject to all kinds of mistakes. Now we are coming down to the perfection of it now. Let's turn over here in the book to Hebrews just a minute. Over, if you will. Alright, Prophet said Hebrews chapter 9. But before that, he wants us to go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 is where we are reading now. Before he comes back to Hebrews chapter 9. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never make with those sacrifices that is offered year by year continually make the comma thereunto perfect. Amen. Now the subject is perfection. Now, how can mortal man ever become perfected? And yet, God said in his word that he chose us to be holy and perfected before the foundation of the world. Is it possible then? Yes. Hallelujah. Listen, how are you going to do that? And Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Is that right? Now, if God, before the world, ordained that we should be holy and without blame and perfect in the sight of God, and we struggling and murmuring, and don't you think God see so all these things? Yes. And if he knew it and predestined ordained us to be so, elected us to before the war began, before the war ever formed. Now here is how he did it. In the ninth verse, in the ninth chapter now, he said verse 21. It should be verse, let me see. It should be verse 11. Yes. Verse 11. Let's read it. Is there? Is that before us? It's verse 11, not verse 21. Praise the Lord. But Christ, that's Hebrews now, please, Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ, let's follow. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and a more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Glory to God. Listen now to the prophet. Under the law, under the shadow, they entered in under the shedding of the blood of goats and bulls, that is found in the book of Leviticus. Follow. Which we went through, which could not take away sin. It was the life of an animal. How could the life and spirit of a dead animal coming out of the blood, of the blood cell of life, breaking forth the blood that was shed, ever that life, ever returning back into a man? That is, life is in the blood. Is that right? The life, whether of man or of animal, is in the blood. Now, when the animal life, when the blood was shed, the life went out. This is what God required in the Old Testament. When people did anything wrong, whether they commit adultery with their neighbor, whether they steal their neighbor something, whether they lie, whether even if they have done something wrong before and the conviction came upon them, then they bring a goat to the priest. Then when they bring it now, the man will lay his hand upon the animal, confess his sin upon the animal, realizing that, you know, it is this animal now that is taking his place. When this is done, when the animal is killed, we have said it several times, but remember, you are not the only one here this morning. God help us. When the animal is killed, and the life, which is the blood, goes out, the man feels a peace in his heart that, oh, instead of me to die and go away from God, this animal has taken my place. That's a relief. But the life of that animal could not come back upon the human being. The same conscience that he had in before in doing the thing that he did, which was wrong, contrary to Jehovah's commandment or law, he goes back with the same desire and do the same thing. Are you there? That's why in the Bible here, he said, in chapter 10, verse 1, we read here, he said, listen now, I want to read again. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make the comer thereunto perfect. And yet God demands perfection. Then how could it be due? How could it be? How can the man and the worshiper now be perfected? And if the animal's blood could not perfect man, because the human life is higher than that of the animal. Now watch, oh. It was the life of an animal. How could the life and spirit of a dead animal come out of the blood, the cell of life, breaking forth the blood that was shed, ever that life, returning back to a man, the life of a lamb, or a heifer, or a goat, or an animal that has been sacrificed after the blood has been broken out for our sin? That is why it never returns back and having anything to do with a human being. It could not. Are you there? It could not. Oh my. You see, when we read the scripture and I became a Christian by the grace of God, when I was young in those days, in the 60s, my cousin that I was staying with, a woman and who are Kerubim and Seraphim and things like that, every Christmas day, they would buy, she doesn't like you buying her any colored fowl or any colored animal, but it is sheep completely white. Then there's one of the prophets in the church that will come now. Before this man killed something, she will lay hands upon it and just say, "Wuya, wuya, 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 wuya." Yearly, every year she was doing that. Oh, but thank God for the scriptures. Look, if God has not sent this prophet across our pathway, we are doomed. We are privileged of the Almighty God. See? The man comes, lays hand upon the animal, confesses sin upon him, with the same conscience. Now the Bible, he says, having the same conscience. Now our prophet interprets as the same desire. Are you there with me? Now, the desire to go and do that thing, when he's still there, he will go and still commit the same thing. But now, we are talking about being perfected. Praise the Lord. Alright. Alright. But God, amen, before the foundation of the world, for then that Jesus will come, the perfect Lamb of God, into a perfect set that God brought, that God Himself created, to bring blood into the world, to offer that blood that house life now, and through the tearing down of this house, a blood, that the spirit that was in that blood set, which was none other than the Holy Spirit Himself, hallelujah, after that offering of that man, can come back and perfect the believer. He bought eternal redemption. Amen. God formed Himself in the womb of a virgin called Mary. A virgin is a woman that has never known man. So Jesus is the body that God came to dwell in here upon the face of the earth. So when Jesus came now, he held that holy blood of God. That is why Jesus was never a Gentile. Jesus was never a Jew. Jesus is God Almighty in the body of flesh. That is why no sin could be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is sin? Unbelief. Unbelief in what? In the word of God. There is only one sin, that is unbelief. This, whether you steal, whether you lie, whether you cheat, whether you fornicate, whether you this one, whether you commit adultery, whatever. Those are the attributes of unbelief. But there is only one sin, that's unbelief. Are you there? Now, it is when Christ came now and shed His holy blood for us on the cross of Calvary, and they pierced His heart. Oh, when that blood came out, the spirit of life came out. For it is for the elect, those that He has foreknew before the foundation of the world. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that can perfect the church of the living God. Oh my. Praise the Lord. The believer's position in Christ. Amen. Now, did you get that? Then how? See, through the blood, washing of the blood, taking away the separation, separating of sin, that the Holy Spirit woos the believer through the blood, cleansing of the soul into the fellowship, into the spirit life, inside with Christ, shut out the world. And very nature of God is in you. There is no salvation in any other. Neither is there any other name under this heaven. We are quoting scripture. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. There is no salvation in Methodist. There is no salvation in Anglican. There is no salvation in Baptist. There is no salvation in a deeper life. There is no salvation in winners. There is no salvation in losers. There is no salvation in anything you want to, in Roman Catholic. There is no salvation in a GoFundMe. There is no salvation in any denomination. No church can save. Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We are talking this Bible. John chapter 1, verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there is no salvation in any other. Neither is there any other name. Mention it. Under this heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. In Jesus' name is salvation. Healing is in Jesus Christ. Deliverance is in Jesus. Oh, eternal life is in Jesus. Oh my. Only in Jesus. That is why the Bible needs us to know. All the families in heaven is named Jesus. All the families on earth is named Jesus. The name above all names. Even Satan bow before the name of Jesus. Demon powers, witches, wizards, juju power, incantation, they bow at the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my, that great name, that name above all, all power in heaven, in earth, is given unto me. That's why you are giving authority unto his church. Whatever you bind here on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose here on earth is loose in heaven. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That's why he could say, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, Jesus, believers shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. They shall, believers shall even eat deadly things. They shall eat poison. It will never harm them. In that name, Jesus. It is the blood of Jesus Christ now, when it is applied into your heart. By faith, when you lay your hand, you don't see Jesus now, but when you kneel down, your heart is your altar. When you kneel down at the altar of your heart and you apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which is not the blood of human being, which is not the blood of a Jew or a Gentile, but the Almighty God himself, when you confess your sin, that blood is applied into your heart, then what? It takes away your sin, and its own nature now, which is in that life, which is the Holy Ghost now, oh my, it comes into your soul, and changes you from a sinner to a saint, and make you a son of God, a daughter of God. Worldly love is out of you. Worldly desire is out of you. Fornication, no more. Painting, no more. Dressing immoral, no more. All these evil things, no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wife will respect the husband. Husband will love the wife. There will be no more arguments. There will be no more fussy. There will be, oh my, no more quarreling. It will be heaven on earth in every home. Because the Holy Ghost is dwelling in the man. The Holy Ghost is dwelling in the woman. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh my, it's wonderful. Let me say this, church. The body of Christ is not divided. No, sir. Hey, the body of Christ is not divided. But the man said, no matter even if your brother, even if he spoil your name, you still love him anyhow. You want him to be saved. Amen. May God help us. There is power in that blood. Ah. We are not talking about that. Oh, my. Glory be to God. That's why when he gave authority to the disciples to go and preach in his place, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is only through that blood we got perfection. May God bless our soul. Oh my. Say that the Holy Ghost woos you unto Jesus Christ. Having given you eternal life now, then worldly desire is no more there. Look, love of the world and Jesus, see, is as dead as last night to you. Oh, you hate sin as you hate it bear. Oh, yes, sir. When you see mother woman, you turn your head. Glory be to God. Amen. All right. The Holy Spirit moves the believer through the blood, cleansing of the soul into the fellowship, into the spirit life, inside with Christ, shut out the world, and the very and very nature of God is in you. Which nature of God now will take away lying spirit, cheating, stealing, fornication, pulling crooked dreams? You are not straightforward in your business. May God help us, church. I say, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, the man said, I believe in security of the church. Are you following me? He said, I believe in security of the church. But if you say, well, I'm a Christian now, I can do anything I want to do. But the man said, look, no. He said, if you are really secure in the church, he said, the desire I want to do is I want to do that is gone from you. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you continue to do that kind of a thing and nothing checks you, but the man said, it goes to show Holy Ghost is Christ has never died for you. The death of Christ never mean nothing to you. May God help us, church. Share because of this stinking naira that we perish, God be merciful unto us. Listen to the prophet here. Alright. And very nature of God is in you, still subject to mistakes, but God can see it. Amen? Because it is covered by that blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. When the blood of the animals in them days could only cover, okay, let me use this, my uncle here now again this morning, there with me, and this my glasses. You cover this thing here like this. We all see it. The glasses is under the handkerchief. Is that right? The handkerchief is the blood of the animal. Are you there? In them days, this is the sin of man. In them days, no matter how much you confess that sin, that blood will only cover the sin. It did not remove the sin. Oh my! But when Christ died, the power in that blood takes away the desire of that sin. It killed it completely. That's why Jesus, he gave himself as sin for us. Who knew no sin? But the man said, through sin, he destroyed sin. He was made sin for us. Who knew no sin? So that through his death now, we cannot become the very righteousness of God. That is why a man, a woman, even boy or girl, that is filled with the Holy Ghost, is perfect before God. May God help us, church. Hallelujah. God can't see it no more. God can't see your sin through the blood. Every time it looks through the blood, it looks white. It looks through the blood, it looks white. Hallelujah. Amen. The red blood of Jesus Christ. Let's say there's a red cellophane here now. If I take a red cellophane now, assuming that this handkerchief is red now, and I look at this red seat here, now it becomes white. Are you there? Let's say this handkerchief is red cellophane. I look at this red seat, it becomes white. Like my brother, like somebody wearing white shirt here, or white dress. Pure white. That is what God sees a Christian to be in his sight. That is why the prophet said, when you do any wrong, something checks you. You don't continue in it. Something checks you. There's a condemnation here. It's only to a believer. It's only to a child of God. Not to a sinner. Because they are dead in sin. But you are already dead. They are dead in sin. But you are now dead to sin. And you are now alive in Christ. Praise the Lord. That's the difference. So, if God was so pleased with Christ, till he accepted him, amen, and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And through Christ, being the perfect one, us, dead to our own thoughts and ideas, being born of the Spirit of God, walking not after the theology, but after the Spirit inside of us, then let the dead in Christ walk not after the things of the world, but after the things of the Spirit. Can we say amen to that? Romans 8:1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, fighting, warring, and strife, envy, selfish things, but after the Spirit. Amen. That's why in another place, Brother Bam said, those people that are already, you know, placed in Christ, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, no envy in their midst, no jealousy in their midst, no sad in their midst, no malice among them. Can we say amen to that? Oh yes. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Because they are made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. His peace, his harmony, true fellowship. Amen. Longing to see one another? No. At Sabbath day. Glory be to God. Alright. Yeah. All the great Christ. Okay. See, you are inside of Christ. Walk then. All the things of the world pass away. All the great Christ that you have, of the things of that, is all vanished away. And your heart and mind become singular on Christ Jesus. That shows you have died to yourself and born again. Then just as sure as church, listen, just as sure as church time comes, you just can't keep from coming to church. Did you get that? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Let me repeat. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just as sure as church time comes, you just can't keep from coming to church. You just going to go if you have to hobble. You hear the prophet? If you have to hobble. Whether you are crippled, whether you are lame, you have to come to church. Because why? The life of Christ is in you. And you love to come to fellowship with Christ and his people. Papa said, your brothers are your brothers. Your sisters are your sisters. And they cannot bore you. Brother, we don't bore one another. Oh, brother, sister, don't have any evil imagination, any quarrel in your heart against your brother. I beg you for Christ's sake. The head deacon of Ilori Church passed away last Friday, before 2 days ago, the other Friday. We didn't know until Brother Samson sitting did something for us. He was at church. We were there. We met him now at the minister's meeting and things like that. He invited him to go and sit on the platform. I said, no, I want to record. Let me stay here. Now, he has been serving as a deacon for long. Years in that place. He was in church on Sunday. I mean, on Wednesday, no sickness. He went to work on Thursday, no sickness. Only to wake up on Friday and complain of he cannot breathe. And they rushed him to the hospital. At the entrance of the hospital, he gave up the ghost. Oh God. Brothers and sisters, may God help you. May God help you. He has gone to rest now. If he had had anything against any man a day before in his place of work, brother, sister, how long? Humble yourself now. Who are you? And you come to eat Lord's Supper with malice in your heart. With anything in your hand against your brother, against your sister, where are you going? Tobacco on in church, tobacco lost in the tobacco, Denenko, tobacco, tobacco, Jimonko, nothing. He was at church on Wednesday now. When I called the associate pastor, I said, this is what I had, brother Sam sent you something to Mr. Swasapo. He narrated. He was in church on Wednesday. He went to work on Thursday. Only on Friday he woke up now. He could not breathe much. If you had any hurt, thanks for one year. He has been there for now. Ah, been there for one now. It could be me, oh. It could be you, oh. The church. Brother Ban said, whether you like it or not, God promised was going to have a glorious church. Without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, or any sort of thing. It doesn't matter whether I'm there. It doesn't matter whether you are there. He's going to have that glorious church. He has said it. His mother said it. He will not draw back his word. It's in your hands, so. Brother, it's in your hands. Sister, it's in your hands. Let everyone, each one of us, check ourselves. Work out our salvation with fear and trembling. You're just going to go. If you have to hobble, that's all. You are going to church because the Holy Spirit is said, bears record of gathering together in Christ Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Now, how in the Old Testament, the first thing the believer, if he committed adultery or if he did anything evil, he went and got a lamp. We have explained it. See, so I don't need to repeat it. God help us. But the thing is this, what Abraham said in this sermon here now. When the worshipper, the person that wants to offer the sacrifice unto God, when he brings the lamb or the goat, whether for sin offering, whether for peace offering, what Abraham said, the priest did not see the worshipper. Okay, tell Baba can kafun yin. Say to my people, Sam, the one preach. Will you not believe what that statement? And it's in the message. Wait now. Church. Hallelujah. Some leader will come here. God bless you, church. Somebody wants to sing. God bless you, church. Receive blessing when you are listening to it. Look, I know from whom that spirit started in this assembly. I will keep my mouth shut. What they go around from sisters now to brothers. Brothers, that was sister with wife. Amen. And you say amen. Are you not men enough? Hallelujah. Hey, they are so quiet. I want to sing this song to the glory of God. God bless you as you listen. Some leader come here. Welcome to the church of God. God bless you for this afternoon service. Hey. Take back your initial me what I'm praying. What I'm saying, God bless you, God. Try to lead you. Amen. But I said, the greatest thing you can say to a child of God is God bless you. Hallelujah. Look, some believers, some of them curse. They curse with all their heart. And the people of God, they bless with all their heart. Amen now. Yes, sir. You love the Lord? I'm not begging you to say amen to my preaching. I'm only telling you what I observe in this place. But let me keep my mouth shut. The priest, I said, when the worshipper, whatever sin he has committed, when he brings the lamb for peace offering, or the goat for sin offering, what the man said, the priest now that is to kill the animal, he doesn't see the worshipper. That's what I'm trying to say now. He look at the lamb. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, how in the Old Testament, the first thing, if he committed adultery or if he did anything evil, he went and got a lamb, he took the lamb up to the priest. The priest looked the lamb over, not the believer. With inspiration now. Amen. He looked the lamb. He never see the believer. He didn't care nothing about the believer. The believer wasn't even in the picture. The believer come and presented the lamb. You may, listen, physical things and spiritual things. Glory. Oh, brother, if you could only see, you say, well, I know what I've done when I was young, when I was a young man. I know what I've done. That doesn't amount to nothing. You are presenting to God the lamb. Which lamb? Which lamb? The lamb of God that was there before the foundation of capital head lamb there. Glory be to God. Examines the lamb over. Oh mama, you are presenting to God the lamb. You see, and the priest doesn't say your nose is too long, your ear is too big. You've got to accept. He doesn't even look at the man. He looks at the lamb. Examines the lamb over. It must not be crooked. The animal must not be abnormal. It must not be crooked legs. Are you getting me now? No. Or else, this is. You've got to. He doesn't even look at the man. He looks at the lamb. Examine the lamb over. If there's any blemish on the lamb, he takes it back. The worshiper does what? Takes the animal back. It is not the right kind of an offering. Then the man has to go get the right kind of lamb. But when the priest looks the lamb over and it is perfect, then he says, all right, you have chosen this lamb. I have found it perfect to lay it down. It tie his feet, hold his head. The believer, who's the son? We have said that. Let's move on now. They call the throat of the lamb. It's bleeding. His hands laying on it. His little flesh quivers out. The lamb makes his last bleed. And his soul takes a flight. But through the shedding of the blood, being a tithe, the spirit could not come back on the believer. Because it's a lamb spirit, an animal spirit, and not a human spirit. But how greater, oh, I hope you get it, that God himself came down in the form of a lamb. Glory to God. And what? Now look, you don't have to look at it. Don't look at yourself. God don't look at you. He looks at the lamb. He looks at Christ. And there was no fault in Christ. And God accepted the offering. You put your hand upon the lamb, Christ Jesus, confess your sins as being a sinner, and the lamb has died for you. The Holy Spirit that comes out of the lamb comes back to the believer. Amen. And you stand perfected. Because the one who died, the innocent one, the powerful one, the overcoming one, the accepted one, in his own person, return in the form of the Holy Ghost and brings the believer into rest. We are speaking on the believer's position. The position of the believer in Christ. There it is. Not you, him. God don't even see you. He sees him. You don't have to die. He died in your place. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. There is the foundation. Come to those lamps. Confess your sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Confess and believe that he was put in your place and God raised him up for your justification. That minute, the very spirit that was in your, that is in your dead land, which is Christ now, returns to you and puts you in fellowship with God. Listen, church, before we close, in the Old Testament, there was no worship outside of the temple. Are you there? The word commandment is, and God spoke to Moses, tell the children of Israel, even if somebody killed in the camp or outside of the camp, he must bring it to the door of the congregation. Shed that blood. If he doesn't do it, I will require blood at his hand. Because God told them, the life is in the blood. And with that now, their sins were taken away. Now, listen, the Bible made us to know, without the shedding of blood, in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Now, without the shedding of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no cleansing, there is no forgiveness, remission is forgiveness. There is no forgiveness of your sin. Not using roses or what they testify, what they call it now. No more roses. No. Christ died once. He shed his blood once. Jesus cannot die the second time. That's why Apostle Paul said, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I, Paul, live. Someone that is crucified, still living. Now, yet, not I that living. The life that, thank you. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus finished it for you and me once and for all on the cross of Calvary. How okay now? Now, that means that very spirit that was in your dead land returned to you and puts you in fellowship with God. How long? So how long? That believer went out there, went out to commit adultery again. That was in the Old Testament. He went out, he wanted to shoot the neighbor. They went, no, they were, it was in their God. Oh, the spirit that was in the lamb will not perfect the believer. That was then, no. Are you following me? But now, when you apply the blood of Jesus Christ into your heart, the desire is taken away. But this man, yes, this man, that's it. Yeah, but this man, not the old law now, Paul separating the law from grace, but this man, after he, all right, I believe, let me see, he should be talking about mercy. What is that now? It's chapter 10. He's talking, oh my. I'm calling, please. Okay. John chapter 10, I mean, Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 12 now, listen. But this man, talking about Christ now, are you there? After he had offered one sacrifice for sins, hallelujah, forever sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you there? All right, brother, you get your ecclesiastical verse off now. This is by one offering, not every year now, not every revival, by one offering. He has PERECCED, perfected, until the next revival, until the next conversion in August? No. But perfected forever. Them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost is also a witness. Do you get it? Christ dying once for the sinner. The sinner once coming through the blood of the dead lamb. Then the Holy Spirit that was in the cell of the lamb returns back upon the believer as the Holy Ghost, bearing record to our sanctified belief in Christ. God has perfected forever. Amen. Amen. It is not by one shake. It is not by one emotion. It is not by, it is not the one. It is not the one time speaking with tongues, or 10 times, or billion times. It is not the casting out of evil spirit. It is not the preaching of the gospel, but by one living sacrifice, the Lord Jesus. He brought into fellowship forever those that are sanctified. God in times past, under the shadow, justified believer. Are you there? God saved them, but could not take away the gift of sin. He sanctified them. But he could not take away the gift of sin out of them because of the animal blood that was shed. But now, glory to God, the Holy Spirit has come out of the body of Christ. Not the animals, out of the body of Christ, the Son of God, that Holy Spirit come back on the church, and there is one time by the offering, by one time perfected forever, those that come to Him and be received by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30 says, no, quoting for the sake of time, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God by your backbiting. Is that not serious? By your carrying on indifference, by your unbelief, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed to the day of your redemption. Glory be to God. By the grace, for by grace are you saved. That through faith, not of works, so that any man can brag. Oh, I'm a Methodist. Oh, I'm a Presbyterian. Oh, I'm a Baptist. I'm Pentecostal. No man can brag. No man never sought God. God sought the man. Because Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father, which sent me, draw him. He did not stop there. The Father that has given them into my hand is greater than all. And he gave me the authority that on that day I should not lose any of them. But I should give them eternal life. Glory be to God. That is what the death of Jesus Christ did. Nothing else. No creed. No, I believe in Mary. No, I believe in God. No, I believe in God the Father. No, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I believe in Mary, mother of Jesus. Mary is not the mother of Jesus. God has Mary, mother of God. God has no child. God has no mother. Mary was an incubator that God used to pack the body of Jesus Christ to come to this world. That's why Jesus never called Mary mother. He called her woman. Glory be to God. Listen, no man can come to me. No man can brag. No man ever sought God. God sought the man. And the reason he knew him, he saw it before the foundation of the world and predestinated it. He had to come into the body of Christ. And those who he has called, he has justified. Those who he has justified, he has already glorified. Amen. There you are. May God bless our soul. You love the Lord. So, if God has called you, he has already justified you. If he has justified you, he has already glorified you. Not he's going to glorify. He has already glorified. Hallelujah. May God help us, church. May God give us revelation of these things, that by the grace of God, ministers will have nothing against minister. Minister will have nothing against the pastor. Deacon will not have anything against deacon. Church members, board members will not have anything against board members. Church members will not have anything against board members. May God help us, Church of the Living God. May God bless us. Then when that happens now,
When he shed his blood for you on the cross of Calvary and he gives you the Holy Ghost, he brings you into position with Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All that you have need of life to run this race is already given into your hand. May God bless us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All that I've even said, I even cover it here in this sermon here. I mean, in what is written here. Church, God bless you. Can we continue? Our time is up. And he made us to know about the tutor in the Old Testament. When a child is born, he's a son, but he must be adopted by the father, giving a tutor. As long as he's a son, but you know, it's not more than, you know, it's not better than any of the slaves. Until he's giving a tutor that raises it up, you know, to teach his all that the father wants him to know. Praise the Lord. If he's a good boy, then he's adopted into the family. And the Holy Ghost is given to the church to lead the church of the living God. He's our tutor. He's the one that should guide us. He's the one that should lead us, church. May God bless our soul. Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible says. I believe in leadership. But leadership of the Holy Ghost in a man. Not leadership of an organization. The church of God is not given to the hand of man to be led. The Holy Ghost is given. The Holy Ghost is given to lead the church of God, the born again sons and daughters of God. This is led we are talking about. God bless you. These believers we are talking about this morning. May God bless our soul. If you know you are not yet in that body, the door is open for you this morning. Yeah, the door is open for you this morning. Let's meditate on these things and bow our heads. The position of a believer in Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have every right now to speak to God, to make your way known before the Almighty God. Are you in that number? Have you been baptized into that body? Baptized in the Holy Ghost? There are many that claim to be in that body. But the plumb line, which is the mercy of Yahweh, prove them untrue. A showdown time is coming, my brother, my sister. A showdown time is coming. It is more than being a preacher behind the pulpit. So many things are just flying about. Arguments here today, arguments here tomorrow, and things like that. Oh, you should not preach the gospel, just play the tape. Oh, mercy. When we are here doing like doing this, you are playing back the tape to every soul. May God help you, brother. May God help you, sister. You may not be here tomorrow, like we used to say. You may not be here tomorrow. You may go somewhere else, and you see things that is million miles away from Malachi for message that you have been hearing. Be careful. That's why you have to do, there is thing for you to get the Holy Ghost so that you know where you are taking your stand for Christ and His word. Is there anyone here this afternoon, apart from these two whole souls that are here at the altar? God knows what is their need, and God knows how to take care. Brother, don't leave here. Don't leave. Sister, don't leave. Make sure you meet with Christ at the soul, at the altar of your heart. Commune with your Maker. Don't sleep up over this little crooked sermon this morning. Think of it. Boys, girls, teenagers, youth, there is an evil spirit going about these days.
troubling the souls of youngsters. You had better be careful of your way of life. Don't let that evil spirit take a hold of you. It will be chaotic before you know what is happening. You ask God for mercy this morning upon your soul. Jesus is passing this way. This way, this minute, today, Jesus is passing this way, this hour, this moment. Don't miss your opportunity. We call on the pastor to come and offer the word of prayer for us.
Shall we pray? Most gracious Heavenly Father, for the past 2 hours we've been listening to your word, we want to appreciate you for the entire Bible. The Lord, you move upon different prophets at different times to put this Bible together. And yet, many of those prophets, some don't even know one another, from Genesis to Revelation. And there is no contradiction. The prophet told us that the Bible is your entire program for the entire world, for all seasons. And this is our own time. A portion that appertained to us, you have sent a messenger to make it vindicated. We have just listened to a portion of your word. The believer's position in Christ. Our Master and our God, we have been examining ourselves, no doubt, as individuals, for that is what your prophet said, we come to check up with our soul salvation. As it is not possible for a man to stand before the mirror and see somebody else, that is how it is not possible for a man to stand before the Word of God and see somebody else and not see himself as he is. Some are on the altar, some have raised their hands. We have heard your words. We are praying and asking time like this that you be gracious, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. As many, dear Master, as I confess it, asking you for one thing or the other time like this, don't bypass any, Lord. May you meet us at the point of our needs, for your word can never, never fail, and is forever settled in heaven. Thank you, our Master. Wherever there is a lack, may you, O God, come on the scene, Lord. Normalize every abnormality for your glory and for your honor, so that when that day shall finally come, O God, that none will be condemned by the sins that we have heard. Thank you, Master. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has left him. It's our prayers, Lord. We're looking unto you for the last service. Afternoon through evening, we pray, O God, you make it more of a blessing too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy holy name. As many dear masters are not yet in thy body, where there is perfection, Lord, may you put them in there, Lord. Those already there, take them to higher ground, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
God bless you, George.
Before we go, are you in that church? Is it 127 or 129? Song leader, sir. Have you been? Yeah, 129. Yeah. Let me remind you, please, church. I confess your prayers. God willing, I'm going to Abuja on Tuesday. Two places. I'll be in Gwagwalada this week. The following week, I'll be in Duse. Then the following week, I have to be in Gwagwalada. I convert your prayers as usual. The God will help me. Turn in mercy, stay in mercy. Make me a channel of blessing unto God's people. I'm counting on your prayers because it's not easy these days. It's just with the grace of your Almighty God. 129.
They were in the body. See the